Hello, it's Freddie Sandilands here, your podcast host and close personal friend. If you're enjoying the Great Job podcast, then why not come and watch us perform live? We're going to be at the Canal Cafe Theatre on Wednesday, the 1st of May at 7:30 p.m. We're going to be joined by Mike Orton-Tolliver, founding member of the Free Association and improv legend, as well as Sophia Broido, Nick Everett and Hayley McGee. And we're going to be splitting the bill with Raji Chalir and a number of other fantastic stand-up comedians. Use the code word GREATJOB12 to get two tickets for £12. Go to the Great Job Instagram page, Great Job Improv, and our ticket link is in the bio. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to Great Job, the improvised comedy podcast about the world of work. Each episode, we talk to an improviser about a job they've held, and then we improvise scenes based off what they've said. The jobs are real, but everything else is totally improvised and made up on the spot. Sound effects are added afterwards. One of the sound effects you're going to hear is a whooshing noise, which sounds like this. When you hear that, it means that the scene might have jumped to a different location or the characters might have changed. And that is what the whoosh means. Enjoy the episode. All right, I'm here with three fantastic improvisers. Chelsea Gill.
Hello.
Ish Ganjur.
Hello.
And Liz Guterbock.
How you doing?
Thanks so much for being part of my improvised comedy podcast. And Liz, you're going to tell us about a job you've had.
I'm going to tell you about a job I've had. Yeah, I've done lots of admin, like temp work over many years. Gosh, many, many years. I make it sound like I'm 80 years old. But I think I had some that stuck. One of them, it was for an accountancy firm. Basically, I started out as a temp. I started out as the receptionist. And within 2 days, I was made into the executive assistant for the CEO.
Can I just clarify? So the job, you were employed there as a temp.
I was employed there as a temp receptionist.
A temp receptionist.
Yes.
And then you immediately became executive assistant after 2 days.
Correct. After like 2 days. Okay. Based on, I want to say, my professional qualifications, I don't think it was that. I think I worked there for about 2 years, maybe something like that. And I also became the office manager.
Wow.
So I was
so
like,
hats.
It was too many hats. And the thing is, it was like, okay, so the company was, it was an accounting firm, but it was basically an accounting firm where all of the accountants who worked there used to own their own firms. And the company that I worked for acquired them, right? So they would acquire all the accountancy clients that they had. And these older accountants, all of them were older men who really just wanted to be out playing golf with their wives. No, not with their wives. Never. They wanted to play golf specifically to escape their wives. Yeah, that's always the way, isn't it?
So, okay, so you're in 2 days, you then became the executive assistant. And then how long did it take for you to become the office manager?
I think that probably happened within 6 months. Okay. And that happened because I think the CFO one day walked in and he was like, does anybody have a Leatherman? I'm not sure if you guys, do you know what a Leatherman is?
Absolutely not, but
nobody knows what a Leatherman is. It sounds sexual, but it's not. It's basically, well, a Leatherman is like, it's like a foldable pair of pliers that also has like Swiss Army stuff on it. Like, it's a really useful tool to have. Okay. And so I just had this thing in my desk because I'm the kind of person who is prepared for most eventualities.
Wait, was it yours or was it passed down from the previous receptionist?
It was mine.
Okay, got it.
And this, at this point, I was the executive assistant, like the executive assistant to the CEO or whatever. And I just had this in my desk. And the CFO walks in and was like, does anybody have a Leatherman? Like, because who says that? But he needed one. And I was like, I do. And apparently that really impressed him. And it was like,
you've got values.
Exactly.
I like you. You're hired.
I like your moxie, kid. So stupid. So I became the office manager and I had wild ideas, wild, crazy ideas like, hey, everybody, we should use the dishwasher.
Easy, college girl.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
I think this was at the point in my life where I realized that just sort of basic knowledge is what you need in order to succeed in most offices. Right. Just basic.
Wow, that person can send an email when they said they were. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Promotion. I'll put it to you this way. There were people in the office. So when I was made the revolutionary suggestion that we start using the dishwasher, my colleague Stephanie said, "Well, Liz, that's fine, but how are we going to know when they're clean?"
No way. Fuck
off.
I wish I were joking. Oh, I'm not joking. Hell. Now, Stephanie, also, we were in Los Angeles. San Francisco is in the state of California, which only has one time zone. And Stephanie at one point said, "Liz, just quick question, what time is it in San Francisco?" And I'm like, okay. This is the same person who, as the office manager, I would go out and I'd pass out the mail. Yeah, I'd pass out the mail to everybody. And I walked up to Stephanie's desk and I said, "Hey, Steph, basically, this letter I don't think is for us. It's either for us or misdirected." And she went, "Who's misdirected?"
Oh, fuck off.
I wish I was kidding. I know.
I love her.
I know.
Was Stephanie like the CEO's 11-year-old daughter?
No.
Just at a work desk.
I wish she was. I wish she was. No, she was
the... She was the lawyer.
Yeah, she was...
We're calling our key witness.
She was one of the... what do they call it? Yeah, the CRMs, the client relations managers.
Right.
Yeah, she was not good at her job.
Wow. So many people aren't.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't think... Yeah, but it was a weird office to work in. Lots of moving parts. My boss, the CEO, was also fairly flamboyant. Like, he drove an Aston Martin. Yeah, I know.
I'm listening.
He drove an Aston Martin. At one point, one of my tasks was to find him an RV to go to Burning Man. The things that he would sort of ask me to do were absolutely bonkers from like day to day. That was one of them that I was like, I don't think this man is, what would he, I don't know. Maybe if I get him the RV to go to Burning Man, he'll never come back. And that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.
Guinevere.
Yes.
I wanted to ask if you had booked my Burning Man tickets.
Oh, yes. I did it this morning.
Yes, but I would like to have a good air conditioning unit, some caviar on demand. I really want to make the desert luxurious.
Have you read about Burning Man and what it's really all about?
Yes, apparently it's only for the rich and very, very wealthy.
Hey, bro! Welcome to Burning Man!
My goodness, aren't you a character?
Oh, sick RV, dude!
No, it's very healthy. It's a brand new RV. Thank you so much for noticing.
Hey, Brandon, did you find someone new? Oh my god, hi! How are you?
Soul.
Oh my god, Brandon, we can... Hello, my name is Feather. It's so nice to meet you.
Feather?
Yes, Feather.
Oh, so how exotic.
God, look at your RV, it's huge. Huge.
I do go in style. I'm sorry, but what business are you with?
We got rid of all our possessions on the first day of burning.
We're just like annual burners now.
This is fascinating, really. I've never lived such a life as yours. I'm used to the luxurious things. And
I've just seen inside a little bit of your RV. Is that caviar in there?
Oh, yes, it's quite fresh.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that a golden toilet?
I'm sorry, I had a different idea of what this place might have been. I thought that this was more...
Any of you guys want to trade string for quaaludes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have like 12 ludes in my pocket. Do you want
I have
the other way around.
Some string.
Oh my god, I don't have any string. Brandon, do you have some string?
The only thing I've got is a whole bucket load of interpretive dance.
No, okay, I'll see you guys around later. Bye. Okay.
Oh,
cool guy.
So, I didn't even catch your name. What's your name?
Lord Fathermule. Yes.
That's an incredible
it's
name.
It's a family name.
You're a lord? That's amazing.
Yes, I've been decorated in battle.
Which battles?
It was my divorce.
Oh, Battle heavy. Of the Heart. Yeah.
You know, we all go through our own things after all. I mean, you are peasants and I am of royal blood, but here we are in the desert trying to be better.
Do you know what? Let's get you in touch with the land. So I see your shoes are also like gold. Would you like consider taking those off and earthing with us?
Mm. What? Earthing?
Yeah. It's like when you put your feet on the earth and you just feel it. Yeah. And
getting
like
dirty.
Yes. You take energy from the earth mother and you'll never be the same. Oh, if you take a lute, it's even better.
Let me just take off these clunker. It's not very good for arch support, you know.
Clunker. Cool name. I'm going to call you Clunker.
Oh, God.
Great. You've got your shoes off. This is so great. Let's all hold hands.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see.
Come on, Clunker.
Oh, my.
Let's all hold hands together.
My God. This is, I'm sorry. I'm feeling things. This is, it's quite transformative, isn't it?
Just let Mother Earth flow through you.
My God. My God.
Let it happen.
Don't fight it.
My God, I think I've realized I was never held as a child.
We're having such a spiritual connection.
I am Clunker.
You are Clunker.
Clunker is me. This is my home. Please take my escargot. Please take my RV, my golden toilet. I don't need these things
anymore.
Well,
you guys, it's me again. Just look for that string one more time.
Please take my hair.
There's just no tensile strength in that. I'll be back later again.
Cool guy.
I really want to work for Bradford & Associates because I know you're the best. You're the best in the city. I want to work for the best accountancy firm in the city.
Okay. So I see on your CV, you studied theater.
Yeah.
At Sarah Lawrence.
Yeah.
And every job since, it's looking like retail, receptionist, oddly enough, burger flipper at McDonald's. So
yeah, every job has some relevant experience. I believe in myself. I'm a fast learner.
But are you a team player?
Oh, great, great.
Because you've been directing all your answers to Bradford, but never to me, Associates.
I am so sorry. I can't believe, you know, I am a team player, Associates. I'm a qualified accountant and I...
That is yet to be proven on paper. This is a top accounting
firm. Just because I didn't write it down.
We're Bradford & Associates. Empty your pockets.
Okay.
What, is that a Swiss Army knife?
No, it's a Leatherman.
She's the one.
The prophecy is true.
It's like the Oracle said.
As prophesied, the one who carries the Leatherman has walked through the golden door.
I am here to regulate your financial situation.
She has spirits. Yes.
Most importantly, I have a Leatherman.
As prophesied, you will make a worthy adversary for me. The Grand Wizards. Get out your Leatherman. It is time for us to do battle.
Oh yes. My God. I've never seen such a giant hammer. That's not a euphemism.
Officer Bukowski, we're looking at one dead lady with a Leatherman. We're looking at an old guy with a giant hammer. and we're here on the floor over here. I've done the chop.
I couldn't outline. Miss it.
Yeah. Giant hammer. A massive schlong and one hammer.
Yeah, it was a euphemism.
Yeah, just,
Hey. James, so nice to see you. Thanks for getting to my meeting.
Oh my God, Megan, it's a pleasure.
I just wanted to have our annual check-in.
Yeah.
Just make sure everyone knows what's going on in the office.
Oh, amazing. It's just a catch-up. God, yeah. Your email sounded so threatening.
No, sorry, that's just how I write. It's just three-letter words only, pretty much.
Wow.
So I thought I'd let you know what I offer in this office, and what I need from you guys to make this place run smooth, like the Trojan horse of ancient Greece.
Yeah, I guess that ran pretty smoothly.
Okay. I need your reports every week.
Okay. Yeah, that's doable. Oh, man, I was late last week, wasn't I?
I wouldn't know.
My God, you're so easygoing, Megan.
Yeah, I just struggle with clocks.
What do you mean?
Well, like, it's okay. Sometimes people struggle with clocks. It takes, like, so long to even understand how they work.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so, reports. And then I need you to let me know always, I need from you the reports.
Yeah.
I need
Megan, do you need me to teach you how to tell the time?
No, are I'm you okay? Not a baby.
Well, I'm not, no.
I'm not a baby.
I am in no way trying to shame okay. you, okay?
I need you to email me whenever you think we might have some problems. And I'd love it if you could go down to the local Blockbuster and rent me Superbad, because it's a 15.
Oh, man. I don't know how to break this to you. But Blockbuster is so out of business. Like they've been out of business for what? So long, Megan. And I feel like this might be another case of you, like,
no
losing track of time.
No,
feeling
it's
like we're still back in 1996 or something. It's 2024. I mean, Superbad. Are you okay?
It's 2024?
It's 2024.
Okay.
Thanks for joining me.
Hi.
As our company lawyer, we've got a... it's a big one.
Finally!
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're going to say... We are up against it. We're going up against one of the big boys.
All right, good.
Cool. I'm glad you're up for this. They are throwing everything at us. It's huge amounts of litigation. They are basically putting forward a lawsuit saying that we have... We've stolen their intellectual property.
That's just bad, isn't it?
What? Yes, it's awful. I mean, I would like, we don't, if they are successful in this lawsuit, we're sunk.
Yeah, just who's going to be with me until we have to go there?
What do you mean, with you?
Well,
you're the lawyer.
Yeah, and I definitely know how date and time works.
Okay.
But like, hypothetically.
You go in there, you tell them what time it is, okay? You tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will, because we all know how time works.
Oh, Megan. You're about 2 years late to the hearing. It's 2026.
This what?
I love spending time with you on the golf course. You're not like those other husbands.
What are the other husbands like?
Oh, they go golfing on their own.
Oh, honey. To go golfing on one's own would be lost in the wilderness.
Martin, Sue.
Hey. The Bakers.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello.
I heard it was a new fad to bring the wives to the golf course, but Marty didn't want me to come.
Oh.
He didn't want me to be here.
I said, babe, I don't want you to come and I don't want you to be here.
Oh, Marty, aren't you so funny? Barbara, it's so good that you came.
I have a good day with my bunions. So I thought, you know, what's a 9-course walk? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And oh, Marty could use the exercise.
You doing the front 9 or the back 9?
Oh, naughty.
We do the front 9 on the course.
Marty, stop! It's a little private, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
But I brought some Chardonnay if you'd like some.
Oh, I would love some.
So
you
this
isn't have
easy
some?
For us wives.
Well, I was wondering, maybe Marty and I could play a bit of golf. And maybe the ladies could enjoy your Chardonnay and we could really have some guy time. Because that's kind of what I like. Well,
our therapist told us that we should spend more time together, though. Martin and Sue, you're so beautiful. What do you do with your morning routine?
Oh, Barbara, well, it's really expanded.
I hate this.
I got an LED mask. I got an LED mask.
I don't like this one.
I swab myself up with some oils in the morning.
This is not fun for anyone.
You're all right, Marty?
Sorry, guys.
Marty, speak up. No one can hear you.
I was saying I love Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like a dry Chardonnay, it's just my favorite.
Well, maybe you'd like to partake in some with us girls.
The one I brought ice cubes.
You know where they do a good Chardonnay? Back at the clubhouse. So why don't me and Marty get our drivers out?
Yeah.
And you ladies can
enjoy. I'm going to watch you get your driver out.
Oh, my God. It's like Cancun 2024.
It's just a month ago.
Not even a month. It was 1 week ago.
Just a month.
Cancun 24.
Yeah. Cancun 24.
She lives in the future.
She's a manifester. It's true. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, listen. All talks of Cancun aside, I really want to do this drive. So,
okay. Don't make a peep. He's doing this drive.
Thank you. I'm just going to set
3, 2, 1, quiet.
No, that's not being quiet. That's making sound. I'm going to set my little
3, 2, 1, quiet.
What? That's repeating the sound that I just asked you not to make. Come on. I'm going to set my little golf ball up here. Marty, I've been having lessons from the fabled Gregory Hands.
Gregory Hands.
Coach Hands himself.
Gregory Hands.
You don't even, honey.
Sounds like I want to know him.
You don't. Well, you don't. And I had lessons from him. Okay, so just let me. Right, I'm just gonna.
I had lessons from him.
What is that?
I'm sorry. We're in an open marriage. Marty knows about this. He's very good with his hands.
I tell you.
Yeah, we've all heard about Coach Hands.
Okay. Well.
Let's let him take the shot.
I mean, that's why I'm here. You know, that's what we're here to do.
To be fair, one night with Coach Hands changed my life too.
He never knew he had a prostate.
Well,
and let me just say he turned into a prostate.
This episode's performers were Chelsea Gill, Liz Gudebock, Ishan Ganjur, and myself, Freddie Sandylands. With thanks to Sessions, bringing the most exciting talent in food to your neighborhood.